Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. And we truly thank God for his goodness and mercy extended unto us this past week. We know that this past week was a week that many were celebrating Thanksgiving, coming together as families, but as the people of God, we celebrate Thanksgiving every day with the Lord. Amen. But thank God that we were able to gather with family and friends and enjoy a meal or two and just enjoy being amongst company of family. Truly nothing better than family. Amen. So let us look to the Lord. We know our dear sister Blake and brother Blake are away, and they need our traveling mercies on Lord's traveling mercies. I believe it is on this coming Tuesday they'll be coming back. Brother Byrene is here this morning. I thank God for him, and thank God for all the saints and those that are on their way. Sister Maria and them were on their way. They said they had to double back home, but they'll be here. They're on their way, so just remember them much in prayer. Let us look to the Lord. Precious Lord, we truly thank you this morning for your hand of love and mercy. We thank you, dear Lord, for how you have blessed us to be in the land of the living one more time. Thank you, dear Lord, that you have been with us throughout these last days, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to look down upon your people with favor this morning. Thank you for the saints of God who have gathered in the house of the Lord one more time. Last Sunday of November, dear Heavenly Father, and you've allowed us to be here. We want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for her children who are out this morning, and ask your continued blessings upon them. Ask that, dear Heavenly Father, you would be with them, Lord God, as they are coming to a close of school, dear Heavenly Father, for the holiday season. And we just ask that you would bless our children, watch over them, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God in heaven, we pray this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that you remember those who may be still on their way. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon the Belton family, Lord God, as they had to turn around and go back home. But Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would grant traveling mercies, that they will make it here safely, Lord God. Help them, Lord, not to rush, Lord God, but just to come along, dear Heavenly Father, because we know that you're able to bring them across the highways, Lord God. Father, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for those, Lord God, that are already here, dear Heavenly Father, and maybe still, Lord God, there are others that are coming, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would look down upon them with favor. Remembering Sister India this morning, don't see her as of yet, but Lord God, we pray for her in little infinity and ask special prayer and blessing be upon them. Likewise, Sister June Webb, Lord God, haven't heard from her this morning, but we know, Lord God, on last week she had a procedure and you blessed her to go through that procedure, and we thank you for that and ask that you would be with our dear sister in a mighty, mighty way. Likewise, remembering Sister Lillian this morning, I understand she had to go to the hospital, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that you would be with her, dear Heavenly Father, that you would watch over, Lord God. We know that she's been struggling in her body, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she's not been able, Lord God, to get out, dear Heavenly Father, but something's taking place, Lord God. We don't know what it is, but Father God, we're going to lift her up to you right now, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that thou would be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over, protect her, Lord God. Be her guide, be her direction, be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember James Allen, Lord God. I understand he's with her, Lord God. Ask that you would bless and be with him too, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, thank you for looking out and seeing Brother Reggie here this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon him, knowing, Lord God, that he's still, Lord God, in his hour of bereavement, Lord God, and he's going through, Lord God, a period of time, dear Heavenly Father, where he just lost his companion, dear Lord. And so, Lord, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear brother. Ask that you would continue to hold him up, dear Heavenly Father. Build him up where he may be torn down. Strengthen him where he may be weakened, Lord God, and continue to give him the victory over the enemy of his soul, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, this morning that you would remember likewise, Brother Levester. We thank you for him and ask your continued blessings upon him, knowing that he traveled out this past week, Lord God, on his way to Pennsylvania, dear Father, And thank you for that. Ask that you would bless and be with him. Father, remember the Scott family in a special way, Lord God. We understand that Sister Betty Scott went home to be with the Lord, dear Father. And so we ask a special prayer and blessing upon that family. Ask that you would look down upon them with favor. We know that there's a connection between Brother Alan Scott and the family, dear Lord. And so we lift them up this day to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, Lord God, that you would bless and comfort, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember all those who are in our bereavement, dear Father. We've heard so many deaths these last few days. And Father God in heaven, like Brother Jackson said to me this morning, people are leaving this world. And yes, they are. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that people are ready to go, ready to meet you, Lord God. Help us here at 116 South Rain Avenue to always be ready. Father, you have blessed us with your word. You have given it unto us, Lord God. Help us in the name of Jesus to receive it, Lord God, to make sure that our peace calling is an election sure with thee. Father, we pray, Lord God, this morning that you would remember your Heavenly Father lost souls everywhere, Lord God, and ask your special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God. Remember the souls around this congregation. Remember those who are homeless, Lord God, who do not have shelter, do not have food, Lord God. We're seeing more and more of that, Lord God. It just seems like this morning there were so many that were coming up to the door, Lord God, and needing something, dear Heavenly Father, wanting to clean out the gutters of the church and wanting to do these various things. But, Lord God, we need, dear Heavenly Father, them to come in and sit down and hear your word, dear Father. Oh, we understand, dear Father, that they may be hungry, Lord God, and you have supplied that, Lord God, for us to be able to supply to them. But, Lord God, many just want to get the freebies, Lord God, so to speak, and then not hear the word. But Lord, we know, dear Heavenly Father, if they would hear the word of God, dear Father, if they would hear about Jesus Christ, that their situation in life would change, Lord God. And so, Lord, we're lifting you up this morning, and we're asking in the name of Jesus, remember these souls, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, it was good to see Carol Roberts Majid this morning, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that she will come back, Lord God. Lord, she was here this morning, dear Lord. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus, speak to our heart, speak to our mind, Lord God. Let her remember, Lord God, the kindness that the saints were showing toward her this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know, Lord God, mankind has many excuses why they're not coming to the church, why they're not coming to the house of God, and why they have to stay home. But those excuses are going to be just that, dear Father, in the end time, Lord God, because you're not going to receive them, dear Heavenly Father. You have made a way, dear Heavenly Father, for mankind to be redeemed back to your Father. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that they will accept Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that, Lord God, they will stop making all these excuses, Lord God, reasons why they can't this, reasons why they can't do that, because we know, dear Heavenly Father, you have opened up a way, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember souls this morning. Remember our unsaved loved ones. Remember, Lord God, our unsaved companions, dear Father. Oh, we just pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that you speak to hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you remember the sick and shut-in, dear Heavenly Father. We have so much of that among us too, dear Father, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal in bodies, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you remember Sister Ruth Stewart as she comes to mind, dear Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon her. Remember Sister Sandy Turner, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Remember in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember Sister Margie Johnson, dear Heavenly Father. We know that she has had some surgeries recently, Lord God, and we're praying, dear Father, that you would touch and heal her in her body, Lord God. She's been going through a lot, dear Heavenly Father, but she's still faithful, Lord God, to you, dear Father. She still, Lord God, reaches out and says how much she loves you, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our dear sister. Remember, Lord God, we beg of thee, our saints there in Zanesville. Remember our brothers and sisters in Xenia. Remember our brothers and sisters all over this world, Lord God, even those in the mission field, Lord God. We pray a special prayer and blessing be upon them, Lord God, as they're out there reaching souls in third world countries. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you remember Sister Webb and her family, Lord God, and pray a special prayer and blessing be upon them, Lord God. We know Sister Webb's heart's desire is to see him to come out to the house of God. And so we pray, Lord God, that you will, dear Heavenly Father, impress upon their hearts and their minds, Lord God, to come, Lord God. Likewise, Sister Smith, Lord God, remember her, dear Father. We know that's her desire, too, to see her family come out. And so, Lord, we pray that you would impress upon their hearts and minds. Thank you for last, Lord, today. Thank you, Lord God, for all those who felt it well to come out, dear Father, to hear the word of God. We're trusting that that's not the last time they'll be out, dear Father. Lord, they said they would be back, dear Father. But, Lord God, we know the only way they'll come back is if you, dear Heavenly Father, will prick their heart and their mind, dear Father, and we will keep them before you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, you remember our media, as Brother Byron said on Wednesday night, what an important function, dear Father and job, that Sister Melita and Brother PJ have, Lord God, and reaching those, Lord God, who are outside of the church, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them this morning. Remember Sister Melita in a mighty way. We know, Lord God, that, you know, her father-in-law, Lord God, has been sick, dear Father, in and out, dear Father, a hospital. I believe I understand on yesterday they were sending him home, Lord God, with hospice, dear Father. So we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember him. Not only him, but remember Joby, Lord God. Speak to their hearts, dear Father. Help them, Lord God, to think about their souls, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just pray in the precious name of Jesus that you remember these souls. Remember Sister Holmes, Lord God. Thank you for her being on this morning. No, she's not able to get out, but we thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. It's so good to hear her cheerful voice, Lord God. It's so good, dear Heavenly Father, to hear how she's still, dear Father, running for thee, striving to enter in. It's good to hear at 97 years old, Lord God, she hasn't lost, dear Heavenly Father, her way, dear Father, but she is staying in the straight and narrow way and still pushing forward. Thank you for that. Likewise, Sister Carol, Lord God. Oh, these are our older saints, dear Heavenly Father, and they're still on fire for you, Lord God. Thank you for that and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Remember Sister Regina, likewise, dear Father, thank you for her this morning. Ask your continued blessings upon her. Father, we know there's a later prayer coming up, dear Father. We don't want to forget anybody, but, oh, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. Remember, dear Brother Byron, I thank you for him being here with me this morning and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother. Oh, Father God in heaven, we see the work that you're doing with him and we thank you for that and we thank you, Lord, we're part of it, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless each and every one of us as we grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Remember Sister Melison as she leads the choir, Lord God, and ask, dear Father, that you would be with her. Thank you for this dear sister and all that she does, Lord God, how she gets up, Lord God, Sunday mornings, Lord God, not complaining, but goes and takes the bus and picks up those so they can be here in the house of the Lord, dear Father. And then in the evening, Lord, she takes them back home, dear Father. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for the saints who love you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for each one that has gathered here this morning. Remember those who are still on their way, Lord God. We pray that you would grant traveling mercies. Have thine own way, Lord God. Oh, we know, Lord God, that you have been with us, and we know you're with us right now. You've been with us throughout this morning, dear Father, even in the Sunday school and reading the word of God. And so, Lord God, we're counting on you to be with us throughout the remainder of this day. Now, have thine own way, Lord God. If we've forgotten to pray about anyone, Lord God, we know, as we said, the second prayer that's coming up, Lord God, that we will remember. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be all that you have called us out to be. Remember our country and our world and the condition in which it is in. Remember those souls in Israel, Palestine, dear Father. Remember, Lord, and the Gaza, Lord God, and all the fighting in the Middle East, Lord God, the Ukraine, oh my God in heaven, all the people that are in captive, their Heavenly Father, and children and babies and little ones, Lord God, and those who are waiting for their loved ones to come home. Father God in heaven, we pray that they would release these souls, dear Father. Pray in the name of Jesus, mankind will see that there is a greater value, dear Father, to serving you, dear Father, than revenge, dear Father. Oh, I know that many of them say, well, we have a right, dear Father, to because they came upon our land, and so we have a right to defend our land. But oh, all of our rights are in Jesus Christ, dear Father. Help us to understand that, Lord God. Help us, as you told us, see that no man renders evil for evil, dear Father. That's your word. That's your word, dear Heavenly Father. And help us to stand by it. We just thank you for all that you have done. We can see the perilousness of times. We see that Jesus is coming back. If he doesn't tarry, Lord God, we know he's coming back. And so, Lord, we want to be ready to go. We don't want to be getting, but we want to be ready. Ready. We want to make sure we have on all the wedding garments, that we are ready when Jesus comes back. Not trying to find the oil, not trying to find a lamp, not trying to find our shoe, but ready to meet our bridegroom. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless and have thine own way in the services. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
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 Look in your bulletin. If you have a song, make me a servant. Make me a servant.
The Lord.
God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
Make me a servant.
Amen.
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak and make the prayer of my heart always be.
Praise God.
Make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak and may the prayer of my heart always be. Make me a servant. Make me a servant. Make me a servant today.
Amen.
Amen.
Make me a servant.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Truly thank God to be here.
Amen.
And thank him for his blessings of allowing us to rise up this morning.
Amen.
And be in our right minds to come to the house of God.
Amen.
And thank the Lord, Minister Jenkins and Sister Millicent. And thank the Lord to be able to stand here with you and be able to stand before God and his people and be able to share in this service this morning. And I desire your prayers always as I am standing in a position of one that's very elegant over here that usually handles this position.
Yeah.
And as she's away, we truly thank God that he will bless them and travel in mercies as they head back this way in a few more days. So, but truly thank God. Thank God for the opening prayer,
yeah,
as it's been said, and seeing that we can see where man is shortcoming. He's not receiving. And it made me, as I was listening to the prayer, understand that the book of Amos spoke of a famine of hearing the word of God. But it made me think about a famine. A famine is something that the Lord prepared Joseph for the famine. And he has prepared us for the famine. That we got stored up on his word. We stored up in our hearts and minds. And now that the famine's come, we're still being fed. We're Amen. Still being fed.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say is that mankind that has not stored up for the famine, he's caught out there. And he doesn't know what he to receive now or how to get the food of the word of God. Thank the Lord when there was good and plenty, we were here serving God and receiving his word. And now that that famine's come, we can still be fed. We can still eat from the word of God and receive from the word of God.
Yeah.
So truly thank God for that. Truly thank God. And in our responsive reading this morning, it'll be found in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Chapter 15, starting with verse 12 through 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting with verse 12, reading through 20. Amen. And we'll read responsively in this book. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Starting in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, verse 12, it says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?
But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?
And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain?
Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised?
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins.
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Together, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. Allow the Lord to add a blessing to the reading of his word. And thank the Lord that we know that he has risen and that we are not asleep. Amen. We are not asleep. Truly thank God for the reading of his word. And truly at this time, we know that the Lord has blessed us to gather together. And in gathering together, we learn of what each and every one of us may have on our heart or mind to pray for our loved ones, pray for maybe a sickness or an ailment or something that we've been experiencing, or just come together to gather together as the word has said, to gather strength from his word, to come and hear what the Lord has to share with us this day.
Mm-hmm.
So we truly thank God for that. Now we ask at this time, be there any prayer requests, special requests that you may make known to the Lord, that we may lift them up together before his throne in faith that he will hear and that he will answer.
Amen.
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 Amen. Any specials? Sister Carol.
Remember me and family. Good to speak about on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. I think that your prayers don't come back.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carol. Sister Carol, remember her and remember her family. And we had the opportunity to see a lot of them out this past Lord's Day. And they came and sat with us and ate and enjoyed and smiled and laughter. But truly hoping that they will come back and at a time when it's not for the natural food, but to really receive the spiritual food and sit and enjoy in that as well. You can see how you can sit and enjoy while you're eating potatoes and gravy. Well, you can sit and enjoy while you're here getting spiritual potatoes and gravy. Amen. Yeah. One thing sticks to your ribs and the other one sticks to your soul. Amen. Amen. And we want that sticks to our soul. Amen. That delivers our soul. Sister Melita. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Melita. Sister Melita says continue to remember her family, her loved ones, and truly her father-in-law, her husband's father that is in the hospital. He was in ICU for a while, and I think they've moved him around. He's his condition's gotten just a hair better, but he's still up in age, and some of the things are still lingering that he's going through. So just keep him in your prayers. Amen. Amen. Brother Levester.
My granddaughter, Shaniqua, her daughter, well, she asked to be remembered in prayer. Her daughter, Gabrielle and Aminia, and then also she said to remember her mother, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to get them yesterday, but he called me and told me it was getting late, that he was getting those braids in her hair, and they takes a while to do those. So I said, well, maybe I could see her when she comes down for Christmas, because she was just here for Thanksgiving, Thursday through today. She's going to go back to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Brother Levester, thank the Lord for you being here. And Brother Levester's put in a request for Gabrielle and Shaniqua, family members. And Aminia? Yeah. Okay. So remember Brother Levester's family and those that are having some conditions in life, but we're praying for his family members to that God will hear on their behalf and likewise have mercy.
Brother Byron, ask the same. Truly thank the Lord for being here today and thank you for his goodness. Remember Sister Webb, she said, please remember her in prayer. Likewise, remember her daughter, Alexandra, and the rest of the family. Sister Lillian, remember her too. Not feeling well. And remember us, Lord willing, Sister Millicent and I are going to be flying out on Thursday to Washington, D.C., and coming back, we're going on Saturday to attend a family member's funeral. So remember us much in prayer. Our cousin,
Jenny.
Yeah. But our cousin James is supposed to, him and his wife are supposed to come up and meet us on Thursday to fly out too. So just remember them for traveling mercies. They're coming from Cincinnati. And just remember us all. Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday night.
Amen.
Well, Saturday morning, but we
Amen.
Plan to come back.
Amen. Minister Jenkins, Amen. Desiring thank the Lord to be here today and desiring prayers for traveling mercies as they travel to Washington to be with family for the loss that was there. And so keep them in prayer for all the travels and traveling mercies with those that will be traveling with them as well, her and Sister Millicent as well. And I heard you say about Sister Lillian, she's on tonight.
She's on.
Yes, so she's not feeling well in body. Keep her in prayer. Amen. And Sister Webb. Amen. And family with Sister Webb. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Holmes, we will remember you. Thank the Lord for you always and having you in our presence. Amen. Amen. Remember your family. Amen. Sister Smith.
Sober too would not start. She would not even take over. So I had to call AAA and have them take about 2 by 50 and she didn't sound well. By the grace of God, he made a way that I could be able to pay for the heart.
Amen.
My friend, I take
bless the Lord.
She knows that you're meeting before you ask a little blessing. And I got her. And she's about to do it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Smith. And that's why we serve him. Because he knows. He knows no matter what it is, whether it's something physical even in our lives. God's able to handle it and see it through. He's able to take care of those things for us. And there may not have been not knowing whether the budget was ready for it, but the budget the Lord had ready for it. So it was taken care of. You know, it makes me always think about the chariots. The Lord was able to make the wheels fall off, and he's able to put some wheels on you if you need some and get you through, okay? So he can work on natural things, spiritual things. It doesn't matter. God's able to move on all things. Amen. So truly thank God for you, Sister Smith, and we'll remember you and your family. Amen. Sister Milton?
Yes. Brother Byron, I thank the Lord, too, for salvation and for being here this morning. And his safety all the way around, and traveling this morning in and out. And just ask that you remember one of my former bosses. I spoke with her, we were texting the other day, and I stay in touch with her. And she caught COVID again. She said she's in her late 70s or early 80s. And she caught COVID again. And her sister, who's just under her, they had to rush her to the hospital. She built fluid buildup in her body, pardon me, and she had about 20 pounds of fluid. It's some kind of, they've got a name for it. They had to rush her in the other day. Her name is Victoria. My former boss was Susan and her sister Victoria. I asked that you remember them in prayer. I asked Susan if she'd mind. I prayed for her, and she said no, she appreciated it. But remember them most of all in soul and in body. And also remember Brother Sammy Mann, much in prayer. Brother Sammy's been in the hospital for a few weeks. I talked with him Saturday morning, I think it was. But he's been in, or Friday night, one of the two. And he's been in the hospital. And he said he is now out. He started getting black spots over his body. And he's on blood thinners. And for some reason, the blood began to pool in his body. So that's where the black spots were. They had to have a surgery. He said he's doing well. He is now out. So I remember him much in prayer. I told him we always pray for him. His name is called out.
I'm just glad to know he is doing, he said he's doing better. So remember Brother Sammy much in prayer, please.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Millicent. Remembering those that she used to work with, co-workers, and Brother Sammy Mance. He was found in the hospital, been in there for 2 weeks, yeah. 2 weeks with some type of ailment. But remember him. He says he's out now and doing much better. So keep him in your prayers. Amen. Sister Carol.
As she talks about the COVID, my extended family in Colorado, John McGrail, he had COVID.
Okay. Amen. All right. Well, thank the Lord. I truly thank God to be here. Keep my family in your prayers. All I know are doing well. And always remember my companion. Thank the Lord for her being out. And keep her in your prayers. Keep her in your prayers as well. All general requests. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Regina. We see you here. And we'll be praying for you as well. Amen. Amen. All right. We'll look to the Lord in prayer after this song.
Hasten and tell him. You should have that in your bulletin. Just pass out to you. Sing verse 1 and 2, the chorus, and 3 and 4, the chorus. Hasten and tell him.
Ask and it shall be given you, brother. He is the Lord who careth for all. Come with your heart all broken and bleeding. Come, he will hear and answer your call. Hasten and tell. Why do you tarry? Open your heart while Jesus is near. Bring him the burden you cannot carry. Tell him with courage nothing to fear. Tender and loving and kind,
waiting to comfort,
bless and deliver. Hasten and tell him peace you will find. Hasten and tell him. Cannot utter groaning and sighing, loaded with care, bruised and weak with doubting you falter. Tell him he waits your burdens to bear. Affliction. Tell him each pain and sorrow of heart. Here is the word, all power is given. Though I am with you, never to part. Tell him, brother and sister,
the Lord told Zacchaeus to hasten on down out of that tree so he could get what the Lord had for him. Amen. And he was blessed because he did as the Lord said. He hastened on down out of that tree so that he could receive what the Lord had.
Amen.
So let us hasten with hearts and minds to let the Lord know what we stand in need of. And have faith and believe that when he you have asked, he has heard, and he will answer.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, as you allow us to approach your throne,
amen,
we truly want to say thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, and your love.
Amen.
And we truly thank you, dear Lord, this day to allow us to rise up from beds of rest,
amen,
and have the right mind to make our way to the house of God. And even those that are listening in by cell service or the media service, they're still in their right mind to tune in to hear what thus saith the Lord this day. So we're truly thankful that you have blessed us and strengthened us and given us the ability to be here this day. Now we ask that thou would look down with favor upon your people. You have heard their cries, and you have heard each and every one that has gathered around your throne this morning, bringing forth requests for others and themselves as well, what they may be dealing with. You know about each and every one of them, what they stand in need of. But we want to say truly thank you for all that you've done for us, even thus far. We realize you have kept us, and you have kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, and most of all, evil.
Amen.
We're truly thankful for you carrying us through and realize that there is an enemy of our soul. And truly, you have blessed us and strengthened us in the Word of God and in the Spirit of God to be able to hold fast and be able to eat in this time of famine, when there's many that aren't receiving your word, many aren't willing to hear your word. They're unable to eat the things that which is good for the soul. So we ask that thou will continue to bless your people and allow us to receive those things that you have prepared for us, even from the foundation of the world, you said in your word. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty way this day. Bless in the house of God. Bless the church of God. We're truly thankful to know that she stands for truth and righteousness and holiness. And we pray that thou will bless mankind to have an understanding that holiness is the only way you can enter in. The first thing you told Moses was to take off thy shoes, because the place thou standeth is holy ground. So we realize holiness is the only way we can approach your throne, and that we can make it in with true hearts and true minds and true spirits to want to receive what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Now bless this day and remember the many requests we ask and beg it of thee. We ask that thou remember Sister Regina. We're thankful to see her here this morning. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. We did not hear a special out of her, but we know and know her labors and know that she's always praying for those that live in her community. She prays for her community, and she prays for her family members and even for herself going through a few things in body. And we ask that thou to remember her in a special way. If she has any doctor visits or anything upcoming, we ask that thou would be with her and see her through. And we're truly thankful for Sister Carol being here. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way, and truly we ask that thou remember her many requests. We're thankful for her. We're thankful for her presence always. And we ask that thou would remember her family. She's truly thankful that you pressed upon their hearts to come out and be with the people of God. And as they sat and ate and we enjoyed the time with them, Now we're asking that thou would allow them to remember that joyful time they had here, and that they would come back and feed upon your word and receive it with joy as well. We ask that thou would bless them and see them through, and even the conditions that are going on in this world, we realize are keeping mankind away from learning of thee and coming to thee. But we ask that thou would have mercy as you still sit on the mercy seat, to have mercy on Frank and family, that they would receive the word of God and come and hear what thus saith the Lord. We're truly thankful for Sister Smith being here, and we're thankful for her presence always. And truly she's filled up in knowing that you carried her through and saw her through with even her condition with the car. And we know that thou's able to do all things but fail. So you blessed her to be able to have some hidden finance to take care of it and carry it through and receive her car back after being worked on. So we're truly thankful for them. Likewise, remember her in a special way. Remember the souls that she always lifts up, her family and other loved ones, the children she's praying for. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her. Remember those that she works with and that she shares with. We ask that thou would continue to bless and see her through. Likewise, we're thankful for our children being here, Matthew, London, and Haley, and Grant, and Olivia. We're thankful for them, Jaslyn, being here. We're thankful for them being in the house of God. And we truly want to thank you for them and thank you to see how they're growing and learning. And truly thank you for Grant having a birthday and truly growing and learning to read. So we ask that thou remember these children. You said in your word, bless the children that come unto thee, for such is the kingdom of God. We're truly thankful for them being here. Likewise, Sister Maria and Brother Belton and his family, we ask that thou remember them in a special way and look down upon these children and these parents in a special way. We're thankful for them. And we realize that your church is built from those that learn from a young age. So we ask that thou will continue to bless them, that they will receive and receive the word of God in their hearts and in their minds. Truly thankful to see Brother Tony come in. And likewise, we ask that thou remember him in a special way and continue to bless him and see him through and continue to guide and direct him and allow him to learn of thee and learn of your truth, of your word, and how it's going to carry him through even unto the gates of pearl. We ask that thou would bless him in a mighty way. And likewise, Brother Levester here this morning, we're thankful for him and always thankful for his faithfulness and in teaching and guiding and directing in your word. And we ask that thou remember his request for those that he brought forth before your throne this morning. And we ask that thou would hear from on high and bless in his family. Continue to look down with favor. You know what each and every one of them stand in need of. So we ask in a special way on his faith and looking up to thee that thou would hear that request in a mighty way. And likewise, Brother Reggie, thankful to see him in the house of God this morning. And we ask that your mercies continue to be with him, continue to bless him and strengthen him. And we realize he's gone through a heavy load and a heavy bereavement. And you said we were one flesh when we were married, and we realized that one of them had been torn away from the other. And it leaves a wound, Father, and it takes time for that wound of flesh to heal. So we ask that you remember him in a special way and continue to heal up that heaviness of losing a companion in a special way. Truly, dear Lord, you're able. We know you're able to do so and guide and direct him and allow him to see your love and your mercy in all of this. And likewise, we're thankful for Sister Holmes being here, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way, and we're always thankful for her love and her faithfulness to thee, and truly thankful for her long longevity that you have given her to be in our presence, and we ask that thou would continue to bless her, and we're truly thankful for her, amen, all the time. Have thine own divine way. Remember Sister Melita this morning. We're truly thankful for her being here. And we ask that thou remember her request for her companion's father. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. We realize he's getting somewhat better, but we realize he's up in age and things are cropping up here and there. Thou knows all about him. You know when he came into this life, and you know when life shall end. But we ask that thou would have mercy and allow the family to have understanding and have understanding of your will as well, will be done. So have thine own divine way. Likewise, we ask that thou to remember Sister Millicent in a special way. We're thankful for her being here. We're thankful for the song selection that you have given unto her. And we ask that thou would continue to bless her as she continues and desires to always be found doing your will. And you said in your word, doing your will when you come, you know, faithful servants will be still doing your will. So we're thankful for her faithfulness. We're thankful for her love for the church of God. We ask that thou remember those that she brought forth before your throne this morning, workers and family members that are going through issues and different things. We ask that thou remember them in a special way. Remember the travels that she's preparing to do with Minister Jenkins. So we ask that thou would go before them and make that pathway sure as they go and be with those that are bereaved from a loss that they have encountered in this life. Now we ask that thou remember Minister Jenkins in a special way. We're truly thankful for her, and we're thankful for your love that you have shared to her, that she shares with us in your word, that we're able to receive and understand the love of God as you said in your word, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yeah. So we're thankful for the commands that she gives through your word and the teaching and the understanding and the preaching of your word. You said, how would we learn without a preacher? So we're thankful for this minister that you have given us to receive your word. Now we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And this morning, as you have given her a word to speak to each and every one of us listeners and have us to listen with open minds and open hearts to receive what thou thus saith the Lord. We ask in like manner that you remember those that she brought before your throne, Sister June Webb and family and her daughter in a special way in like manner. And Sister Lillian this morning in a special way, we ask that thou remember her in a special way. We're just truly thankful for all that you do and all that you are doing and going to do. And we ask that each and every one of us have faith and believe that the prayers that we have made for a request this morning, thou has heard and thou is able to answer if our faith continues to look up to thee. Now bless and remember Brother Pierre, if he's here under the sound of my voice this morning. We ask that thou remember him in a special way. We're thankful for him. We pray that thou will continue to bless him. And likewise, Father, I'm truly thankful to be here this morning. Truly thankful always to be in the house of God. I'm thankful that you have strengthened me and guided and directed me through and seen me through this almost ending year of 23. And I'm truly thankful for the guidance in your word and in your spirit. Now I pray even now that you continue to bless and continue to look down with favor upon my family and remember my companion in a special way and remember my children. And truly thankful for them and praying for likewise Kendall Major as well, Madeline's fiance or one that has proposed to her. We ask your blessings to be there as well in a special way that you continue to guide these young people and have them to reflect on the things that they have learned as at a young age. We ask your blessings. Now have thine own divine way in the house of God. We pray for leaders and conditions around the world. We see things that are going on and see things that are happening in the Far East. We see things that are happening in the West as well. We realize that there's many things going on in this land and in this country that are that thou said, you know, you turn your face from sin and that thou has, man has forgotten thee in the United States, the leaders of this country. So we ask that thou would have mercy and see all the conditions around us. We see even around us people around the house of God here that are doing without, lack, no food, knowing that there's a house across the street that provides different drugs and different things that it causes people to migrate around there and all type of things, and we see it now. We ask your mercies and that you would allow mercy to be upon these that are out there and suffering and under the hand of Satan that has grabbed their lives and taken hold of them to a point that, Father, only you know if they're able to hear and receive your word at some point in time. So we ask that thou would have mercy on these souls. We ask that thou would remember them in a special way as we sit on this corner and proclaim your word and try to proclaim your love to this neighborhood, this area. We ask that thou will remember our work and our efforts and allow someone to hear and receive your word. Not even forgetting the man that's lived out back here for many years and has come over. I can't call his name, but you know all about him. He's been out here for many, many years, right behind the church and has not surrendered. So we ask that thou would continue to remember that soul in a special way. I had the opportunity to see him the other day, and he's grown old in just this world's life. And all those many years of being here and the goodness and saying always a good word for us, but never yielding. So have thine own divine way. Remember those souls. Remember souls around the church. Now we ask your blessings to be upon this service this day. Get the glory out of what is said and done. Allow your spirit to rule, guide, and direct in all that is said and done. Remember Sister Blake. Remember Brother Blake as they're away.
Amen.
We truly love these two saints.
We do.
And we desire you to go before them and make their pathway sure back this way.
Amen.
Now we ask that thou would bless them as well as they sit and listen and hear the message this day. We're truly thankful for them. We're thankful for their lives. We're thankful for the church of God that lives in them. Now have thine own divine way this day. If there's any I forgot, to lift up in voice. You know all about them. You're not able to forget them. You know about each and every one of us.
Amen.
Now have thine own divine way. And let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For it is in Jesus' name we've gathered together this day. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We truly thank the Lord for the foregoing prayer and thank God for his goodness. As we prepare to lift the morning offering, we want to thank God for blessing us with jobs and benefits, retirement, and various things to be able to bring in our tithes and our offerings to the house of the Lord. And just thank God for his goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Because without his goodness, we would not be able to give as we give. As the Lord has blessed us to be able to give. And we thank God for that. Thank God for the foregoing prayer. I should have said that, Brother Virene. Thank God for you. Beautiful prayer. Truly, we miss our dear brother and sister Blake. You realize when someone's gone, the many positions that they hold, and we thank God that for them, and we want them to know we love them. We miss them, but we wanted them to get away. It's just good for each one of us to be able to get away. And you know, they always say that you don't miss water till the well runs dry. But we miss them. We want them to know that we love them. We miss them, but we want them to get the rest that they needed to, and thank God for them. Thank God. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. The middle offering, the two plates on the side are for the general offering, and the middle plate, I believe, is missionary fund. So we thank God. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we thank you once again for your continued blessings upon this house of God. You have been so good to us down through the years, and we just want to thank you and praise you and honor you this morning. We want to thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us with jobs. You've blessed us with retirements. You've blessed us with benefits, Lord God, to be able to bring our tithes and our offerings into the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for how you supply our every need, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that what you told us in the word, that we bring them in and you would pour us out a blessing that we cannot receive. And truly, we have been blessed. Father God in heaven, we pray, dear Father, in the precious name of Jesus, that you would help us to use all these funds to your glory and to your honor. You know the things that lie ahead, dear Heavenly Father. You know the heating bills. You know the gas bills. You know the phone bill. You know, Lord God, the outreach in the communities, dear Heavenly Father. We don't have to remind you of anything because you know all these things and you have supplied, and we thank you for that. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would help us, Lord God, to always be good stewards of your manifold grace, your manifold blessings, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us. We thank you, Lord, you bless us in our homes with our finances, Lord God, with a roof over our head, our food, our clothing, all the necessities in this life. You have been so good to us, dear Lord, and we truly thank you for that. We thank you for the saints who have jobs right now, dear Heavenly Father. We don't take that for granted either, because you have truly blessed them to be able to have employment, dear Lord. And we thank you for the saints, Lord God, who are retired, dear Father, and you've blessed them with an income, and ask that you would continue to bless. Now, Father God in heaven, we ask that you bless these offerings, that it will be received this day, and that we will receive them to your glory and to your honor, and that we will use them in like manner. We pray, Lord God, for each one that is giving. We ask that you bless the gift and the giver, and that they both may be used to your glory and to your honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
I have yielded myself to thy service, and thy presence my bosom doth fill. O my Savior, I haste to obey thee, and my heart says amen to thy will.
Yes, my heart says amen to thy will,
and I know that thou lovest me still. While I follow in humble submission, and my heart says amen to thy will. All thy heart ties of earth may be sundered, so that I may thy purpose fulfill. Help me gladly submit and not murmur, ever saying amen to thy will. Yes, my heart says amen to thy will, Lord, and I know that thou lovest me still. While I bellow in humble submission, and my heart says amen to thy will. Though my plans and my hopes may be blighted, I will love thee and trust in thee still. For I know all is well that thou doest, and my heart says amen to thy will. Yes, my heart says amen to thy will, Lord, and I know that thou lovest me still. While I bow in humble submission, and my heart says amen to thy will. When I pass to that heavenly country, and my soul with its glory doth thrill,
yes,
this forever shall be my rejoicing, that my heart says amen to thy will. Yes, my heart says amen to thy will, Lord, and I know that thou lovest me still. While I bellow in
mission. And my heart says amen to thy will.
Amen.
I have yielded myself to thy service, and thy presence my bosom doth fill. O my Savior, I hate to obey thee, and my heart says amen to thy will. Yes, my heart says amen to thy will. Lord, and thou knowest that thou lovest me still.
While I bow low in humble submission, and my heart says amen to thy will.
Amen,
amen. Amen, thank the Lord. You know, your heart says amen to his will. And his will is that mankind be saved.
Amen.
Amen. So if you're singing that song, you have to know that his will is that mankind be saved.
Amen.
Amen. If you're not saved and you were humming some verses of that song, think about it.
Amen.
Truly think about what it means when your heart says amen to his will. And if you are saved, then stay saved in his will. Whatever his word says, you will do.
Amen.
You will do. Whatever his word says, you will do.
Amen.
You can't stay saved and pick and choose.
Right.
You pick and choose, well, this part of the word's not for me. Or
amen.
No, it says amen to his will.
Amen.
And his will is that we obey his commands.
Amen.
Amen. And that shows our love for him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we truly thank God for the opening part of the service, the devotional part of the service. And it's only a warm-up. It helps us to get ready with joy and praise in our hearts and our minds and understand that when his word goes forth, we're able to receive it. Amen. And we're joyful to receive it. That's what the Lord would have us to receive, the song service and the joy service, the prayer service. We're getting ready to hear his word. You have to be prepared to hear from God. Amen. Amen. You got to be prepared to receive his word. So we're truly thankful for the devotional service. At this time, we'll stand and we'll offer up another word of prayer for our pastor as she comes before us. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Good to see you, Sister Lauren Singh. You were downstairs. I didn't call out your name in prayer, but I see you coming in the door now. And I want to let you know we have prayer and we recognize you. Amen. Thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for your services always in the house of God and how he's blessing you. Amen. We don't want to leave no one out.
Amen.
Amen. We all got to go together.
Yes, we do.
Amen. We got to go together, so we might as well get it together now.
Amen.
And keep it together so that we can go together then.
Amen.
Amen.
Truly
thank God.
Amen.
We don't want no one left behind.
Amen.
That has heard the truth.
Praise God.
And that has received the truth. There's
Amen.
No reason to be left behind. Amen. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer on our pastor's behalf.
Lord.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne. Truly, dear God, we haven't left it. We truly always want to be at your throne,
Amen.
Kneeling at the cross,
Amen.
Knowing that you are always listening in.
Amen.
You are always hearing from your people. You are always interceding for us, Lord.
Amen.
That we have mercy coming from the mercy seat. So we ask that thou would have mercy in allowing your word to go forth this day. And to the listening hearts and the listening minds, those that are saved, those that are unsaved, if we're saved and we need some sharpening up, your word's able to do it. If we're unsaved and we need to be delivered, your word is able to do it. So we ask that the word and the spirit, your two witnesses, will be recognized this day in your house of God, that you will bless your people to receive what thou hast given to our dear pastor, Sister Renee Jenkins, this morning. We're thankful for her, and we're thankful for her faithfulness and her studies in your word. And you said, study to show thyself approved. And you also said, a workman need not be ashamed. So allow her to stand with the authority this morning to proclaim your word. You have given her this sickle, and this sickle is your word to use, that mankind may receive and that she may work in your harvest today to harvest some fruit for thee. Now have thine own divine way. Bless and strengthen her, guide and direct her through, and bless and strengthen the listeners, that we will receive with understanding and open hearts and open minds to receive. We must have faith and believe in her and in the word that you have given her in order to be able to receive. So have thine own divine way this day, and truly let us give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all, for it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Minister Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for being here, and thank God for you, Brother Byrene, and the beautiful prayers. Thank God in the absence of Sister Blake. Thank God for all that God has done for us. Amen.
Amen.
He has been good to us down through the years. He's blessed us. He's kept us. His brother was praying, and the Lord lets us see December or December 31st. We'll be going into 2024. And I think it was, Sister Blake was saying when they were leaving, we're going to leave saved and come back saved. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to be saved to the end of the year. And Lord, trust, we'll be saved going into 2024 if he allows us to see it. So thank God. You can go on vacation. You can go away, but you still can be saved. Amen. Oh, God's able. He's able to be there while you're on vacation to keep you saved. Amen. Truly, we thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Brother Byrene, this day. Thank the Lord for you and your words of wisdom, exhortation, and how good God has been. I trust you have your Bibles with you, and our young people especially. I want you to get your Bibles. We truly are living in some perilous times, and I want our young people to sit and hear the word of God. You may think of it as a joke right now, but it's nothing to joke about. Young people are going into eternity. And our young people, we want to make sure that you understand what thus saith the Lord. Our world right now, we're seeing some things that are happening, and most of it is a direct result of sin. Sin is plaguing souls. Brother even mentioned it at about the, as we've said before, the house right here on the corner, set up across the street from the house of God, and selling drugs right out of the house to souls, precious souls. So we pray that you will hear the word of God and not, you know, just snuff it off as that's just for old people. No, because young people are going into eternity too. And so we all need to have a believer's hope today. Amen? Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 20. We would like to go back to the 19th verse of that scripture to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart. As you know, we had last Lord's Day. It was giving God thanks. But prior to that, we have been talking about heaven, the believer's hope. And so we're going to continue on because the Lord had more for us to share concerning this topic. Lord bless. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19.
Amen.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. As the Lord leads, let us continue to consider this afternoon heaven, the believer's hope. Heaven, the believer's hope. As the hymn says, the only hope we have is in Christ Jesus. And truly, he is the only hope for souls today. especially in a world that is in such turmoil as we're seeing our world is today. He is our hope because he is faithful, and we found him to be true. Only he can grant us salvation, and only he can give us eternal life in him. We're told in John 14:6 that he is the way, that he is the truth, and that he is the life. You see, only he can forgive our sins. And without the righteousness of Christ Jesus, we will never enter into the kingdom of Almighty God. And without the righteousness of Jesus Christ, we can never have peace with God, our Father. And I don't know about you, but I thank God that I have peace with him. Because we are told in Romans, the 5th chapter, these words, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He went on to say there, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You see, Jesus came as the only possible answer to the question of how to restore our relationship with God. And without repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, we will face everlasting shame. We will never be able to come to Almighty God when this life is over with if we have not made our peace calling and election sure with him prior to our death. By his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, our Savior made it possible for us to be forgiven of our sins and to go to be with him forever in eternity. Yes. If you are under the sound of my voice this afternoon and you don't have the believer's hope of heaven, if you don't believe in the resurrection of life after death, and you believe that when death comes, that this life is just over, our scripture text this afternoon says that you are men most miserable. I know that Paul in this scripture text was speaking to the saints at Corinth and believers in general who had witnessed to others about Jesus Christ, those who had possibly attended Sunday school, those who attended Sunday morning services, those who had attended prayer meeting and Bible study, who follow the gospel message of Jesus Christ, and now they believe or have been bewitched into believing that there is no life after death. You see, if the devil has blinded your eyes, then you are men most miserable. This is what happened to the saints in Galatia. You Bible students know the story. Paul had visited their town, and he was there on a missionary journey. He had preached to them the word of God. He told them about justification. Paul told them about faith. He told them that their faith is not by works, and they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. But something happened, and they began to believe the lies of the Judaizers, a group of Jewish leaders who taught that the Gentiles must be circumcised and follow the law for them to be saved. And Paul said these words to him in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, in the 1st verse. He said, oh, foolish Galatians. Then he went on and asked, he said, who has bewitched you? Oh, my, that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth and crucified among you. You see, Paul, when Paul was there, they had clearly understood the truth of the gospel of God's grace. They understood the power of the cross. Paul said that they saw it with their own eyes when he described it. Paul was asking them, if someone used magic to steal the truth away from them, were they under some kind of an evil spell? You see, Paul was not suggesting that some kind of curse was at work. But what Paul was making was the point was that it was such a foolish lie. And that is as if someone was manipulating their beliefs against their will. You may be saying to me, well, Sister Renee, why are we preaching this way? Because saints, we're living in that time right now. You see, Paul was stern with them because as believers, we have a responsibility to hold on to the truth that we receive about Jesus Christ. This is what brother just said a few minutes ago. We have a responsibility to talk about Jesus. We have a responsibility to know why we serve Jesus Christ, not just because we attend 116 South Wayne Avenue, but because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been told about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have been told about the way to the kingdom of God. And so we serve God because of that. Praise our God. We don't want no one to manipulate us, but we are living in a time where people are being manipulated. And Jesus Christ gives us a warning. He says in Revelation, the third chapter, verse 11, these words. He said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Saints of God, it's important for us to hold on. It's important for us to hold on to the end. It's important for us to run this race that God has set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's important for us not to turn to the right nor to the left, but to stay in the straight and narrow way. Oh, this is what Paul was saying to them. This is what Paul wanted them to understand. In another passage of scripture, Paul warned the brethren. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians and look at the warning that Paul gave to them. You may be saying, well, Sister Renee, how is this the believer's hope? How is heaven? Oh, if we want to make heaven, we're going to have to stay in the straight and narrow way. If we want it to be where our eternal home, we're going to have to do all we can to make it in. Why? Because the times right now are causing many to turn away from God. Look at what Paul says in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter in this passage of scripture. Here Paul was warning the brethren. He was warning them about apostasy. He was warning them about a falling away from the truth. Look at what he said here in verse 15 of this scripture text. He said, therefore, brethren, he said, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or epistle. And you may be saying, well, Sister Renee, we are still standing. Oh, but there are some that have fallen by the wayside. There are some that are getting out there now. And they've got itchy ears. They're hearing other things, and they want to go after those things. They don't want to be taught the truth of God's word. They don't want to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But look what Paul warned them in the beginning of that scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2. Now I'm going to start with verse 1. He said, now we beseech you. Paul was there begging them. He was asking them. He said, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, he said, that you be not soon shaken. Oh, Paul wanted them to be settled. He wanted them to settle down and to make sure that they had settled into the truth of God's word. He said, I don't want you to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by the letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Do we see the day at hand, saints of God? Are we seeing the Bible fulfilling itself? Amen. He went on to say, let no man deceive you by any means. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I don't understand, but let me say something to you. These warnings are here for a reason. Why? God would never have left it on record if it wasn't for the fact that some are being deceived or weak as a a possibility that we can be deceived. He said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a what? A falling away first. Oh, that's the first thing that's going to happen. And what are they falling away from? People are falling away from the truth of God's word. People are falling away from their steadfastness. People are falling away. Why? Because they want to hear things that are going to appeal to them. They want to hear things that are not going to tell them about how they must live their life. He went on to say, he said, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Oh, my. He said, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Are we seeing that today? Amen. Remember ye not, Paul says, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Oh, I can think of Elder Wilbur, the late Elder Wilbur. Remember when he was with us, he told us these things. Oh, he preached to us the word of God so we would know these things. Many of us may not have wanted to accept it back then, but now we see it's true. Amen. He said, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in this time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let, meaning hinder, until he be taken out of the way. Oh, look at all the evil activity that's going on in our land right now.
Amen.
Look at the things that are happening, saints of God. Oh, every time you turn on the news, that's all you hear, the evil activity up and down these streets. Oh, many times you hear on the hilltop. Oh, not only just the hilltop, but it's in all neighborhoods. People are doing all types of evil activity. I was listening to the news on last night, and I was sitting there. When I was listening to the news, they were talking about these young people who are running around now and doing smash and grabs. They're going in, and during this holiday season, they're smashing out cabinets and stores and reaching and just grabbing loads of jewelry and grabbing all kinds of clothes off of racks and running out the door. And then they turned around and said, not only are they doing that, but then they turned around and said, now they're running up to Amazon and FedEx and United Parcel Service trucks, and they're running out there, and they're taking and stealing the packages outside of the vehicles that are delivering packages to home. They even saw where one of them put a gun to the young lady's neck and told her to give all the stuff that's inside of the vehicle. Saints of God, we're in some perilous times, and our young people need to know about God. The problem is right now, many of them don't know about God because they're not in Sunday school. Oh, when I came along as a child, I had to be in Sunday school. I say this, I'm not saying this to no glory and honor because my parents at that time were not saved, but I thank God later on in life they got saved, but they made us. And I said the right word, made us come to church. We didn't have an option. We had to come. I couldn't get up and say to Brother Lawrence or Sister Dee, at that time, I couldn't say to them, I'm not going to church. No, we had to come to the house of God. And then when we came to the house of God, we had aunts and we had uncles, we had grandmothers and parents, all of them serving in the house of God together. Amen? Now our children, they get up and I don't want to go to church today. I don't want to learn about Jesus. I don't want to know about that book. We heard it, saints of God. Oh, but let me tell you something about this B-I-B-L-E. Oh, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. Oh, this Bible, you better get in it and eat all of it up. You had to get in it and learn what thus saith the Lord from Genesis to Revelation if you want to make it into the kingdom of God. Because without this word, you're not going to be able to make it in. What do you mean, Sister Renee? If you don't know the word of God, if you don't know what thus saith the Lord, you haven't studied to show yourself approved unto God. He said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then he also said in the word of God, search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, for they are they which testified of me. This word testifies of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, from Genesis to Revelation. This word is what God has left on record, and he said forever, thy word is settled in heaven. It's not going anywhere. Also, we're told in Malachi that our God changes not. So God is not going to change because this is the 21st century. Our God is not going to change because this is 2023 and soon to be 2024. If the Lord tarries, our God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Have you found that to be so? Amen. Praise our God. No, there used to be a sister, a late Sister Johnson used to say all the time, what will send you to hell 50 years ago will send you to hell today. Amen? And that's still true. God hasn't changed that.
God hasn't changed about how we are to live our lives, but he's told us how we are to live in these last days. And we've got to live according to the word of God, or we are not going to make it into the kingdom of God. I believe this word that Paul has given us today is some good advice for us saints. We are living in a time right now where people who believe it, who once believed in truth, and now they're accepting all kinds of error in their life. They're easily being persuaded to believe a lie. Satan is using false teachers. Satan is using preachers to deceive them. You see, when Paul was speaking to the brethren back in Galatia, he wanted them to know the truth. Turn back with me to Galatia, the third chapter. Paul wanted them to know the truth. And I want you to know the truth today. This Holy Spirit of God is working through me to know the truth of God's eternal word. Amen? Oh, the truth that they had been taught. And when you know the truth, you receive it by the Spirit of God. Look at what Paul says in verse 2 of Galatians 3. After he told them, he said, "Oh, foolish Galatians," let me go back to verse 1 so I can get that connection there. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you." He said, "This only what I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith." Oh, my, my, my. We got to have faith, saints of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And our Bible tells us that the just shall live by what? Faith. Praise our God. He said, "Are ye so foolish?" He said, "Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?" Oh, look at what he's saying. Now you have backslid. You begun in the Spirit, and now, he said, "Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?" Meaning that you're backsliding back into your old ways. Oh, saints of God, we don't want to backslide back. Amen? He said, "Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Oh, God is working, saints of God. He's working by faith. He's not working by man's ways. He's not working by works. He went on to say, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Oh, we got to believe, saints of God. He said, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Amen. Oh, you got to walk by faith. You got to know the truth of God's word. Oh, there is so much truth in all that this word of God has for us, saints of God.
Yes.
We have to take heed that no man deceive us. Praise our God. You see, we are in some serious dark times right now. The Bible tells us in Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 29, that grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Praise our God. Let me get her, saints of God. I still have this new Bible. I'm working it out. He said, "For I know this." This is what Paul said in Acts 20:29. He said, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock." Jude said in Jude the third verse, he said these words. He said, "Beloved, when I gave diligence, all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation," meaning the salvation, the universal salvation, that salvation that came from by faith for all mankind, "it was need for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Oh, as we said, the common salvation is the salvation we have through the death of Christ.
Amen.
"For our sins is a saving grace of God, which has appeared to every man." Oh, and it's offered to every humankind that want to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, our redemption is only provided through him. Oh, saints of God, this is why we in the ministry need your continual prayers. As Paul told the saints at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul said this word to the brethren. He said, "Pray for us That's what he told them to do. We need your prayers, those of us who are in the ministry, because we are fighting up against the enemy. And the enemy is trying to win souls over to the enemy and take away the truth of God's word. Also, Paul told the saints in 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. Look at what he says there. He said, finally, brethren, he said, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith. Oh, we are seeing that today. Not everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. Not everybody that says they love Jesus truly loves Jesus. We found that to be so. Amen. He said, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. See, God is able to keep us from evil. You don't have to go out there and just say, well, do you know evil just attached on me when I walk by? No, God can keep you from it. Amen. He said, and we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you do both do and will do the things which we command you. You say you love the Lord? Jesus say, if you love me, then keep my commandments. If you say I love God, then let's do what God said to do in the word of God. Let's not try to make excuses. Oh, well, you know, Sister Renee, I couldn't help myself. Oh, that means you're not saved. God doesn't need folks in the kingdom of God who can't help themselves. Oh, that I just saw and I just thought I had to say, no, God didn't want us for taking part of things that are not of God. We don't have to be evil. We don't have to be disrespectful. We don't have to be the things that we see going on in the world. That's the old man that we used to be. Amen. He said, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. As Brother Byron said this past Wednesday night, many have laid down their lives for us to be saved. We must lay down our lives for souls too, especially for our unsaved spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, saints. So many are unsaved. Praise our God. So many don't know about Jesus Christ. But saints, we have to take time with them. I thank God on Tuesday, Brother Levester was sharing with us about how he was going to take time with his granddaughters. And he said, well, you know, she was coming in. He said, so I think I'll just invite her to sit down and have some pizza and we'll sit down and watch the game together. And I thank God for that. And I know, and to share, Brother was going to be able to sit down and share with her about the goodness of Almighty God. But then she wasn't able to come, but she did say to Brother, she said, pray for me. Pray for us, because they're going through something. Oh, saints of God, we need to be praying. We need to be praying, because our family members are going through some things. But they don't know. They think they can't come to God. Well, I got to work this out on my own. No. You don't have to work it out on your own. Allow God to work it out. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, saints of God, this body of Christ and this house of God is vital to our world today. There are forces about us that would love nothing better for the house of God or the church of God to be defeated, the church of God to be destroyed. My. And that's what they're trying to do with souls. That's why when you hear the news and you hear these young people doing all of these things that they're doing in this life, and they're going into eternity, saints. Saints of God, it's sad to look at the obituary when you're skimming through to try to find someone that is lost, and you see all the young people that are dying, and many of them are dying in the streets. Why? As the Spirit of the Lord brought to my mind, because this is where we have not been bringing them to church. The children don't know about Jesus. They don't learn that the things that they're doing, the sin that they're causing or they're committing, if they should die while they are committing these crimes, that they are going to be lost. And when they open up their eyes, they're going to lift up their eyes in hell. They're not going to heaven. I don't care how many mamas is praying over them graves. If you left out of here in a condition that was not right with God, you are not going to be in glory with Almighty God. You may say, Sister Renee, that is hard. That is the truth of God's eternal word. And we've got to stand by it. You may say to me, well, you know, Sister Renee, it was just their time to go. No, the Bible tells us all that you can leave this earth prior to your time. You can leave this earth sooner than what it is. Why? Because you are being disobedient to the things of Almighty God. Praise God. They don't learn. They're not learning about God, but they're learning about the things of the devil. This is why we're told in the word of God, in the Bible, in Proverbs 22:6, to train them up in the way that they should go. The work that we're doing in this house of God is valuable. You may look around and say, well, we don't have as many. Oh, don't worry. Don't count God's views. Don't count God's people. Allow God be the one, the attendance taker, not us. Amen?
Amen.
Allow God to be the one. Because God is able to do more with a few than he is to do with many. Praise our God. I've heard many say to me, I've heard some pastors even say to me, well, Sister Renee, you all do more over there than many of these churches do. And I said, well, we're not doing it in competition with anybody. We're only doing what God has said for us to do. We're only reaching out to these souls. We had several souls, a couple souls here this morning, first thing this morning. They were coming in, and one was out there on the parking lot picking up trash out there on the parking lot when we came up. And we know this soul because they've been here to this house of God. And when I got out of my car, and they said to me, I said, well, good morning. I said, how have you been? I haven't seen you. And they said, well, I didn't know if you wrecked. I thought that was you over there. And I said, I remember you. I said, where have you been? You see, my thought is on, where have you been? Why haven't you been to church? Oh, try to make up all this excuse and all these various things. And, well, I'm going over to this, and I'm doing this, and whatever, whatever. Oh, but I told him, I said, I'm not listening to it. I said, because you need to be in the house of the Lord. And then I invited them right on to come right on in and went downstairs. And then obviously they needed something to eat, so got them some stuff and fed them and sat down there and talked to them. And I whipped out the word. I opened up the Bible. I said, let me go over here and show you what thus saith the Lord. And I began. I went in and got the Bible. I had to go get my glasses so I could see. And I said, I want you to hear the word of God. I'll feed you. And I'm going to feed you the word of God too. Because I know this is more important, as brother said. You know, the natural food, yeah, you can sit there, it'll go in and go right on out the drought, amen? Oh, but this spiritual food, if you get it in there, it'll stick to that heart, amen? That's why David said, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin again. When you get God's word in you, and you allow God's word to meditate, and you begin to meditate upon it, and the Spirit of the Lord begins to work with you. Oh, you've got God's word in your heart, and you've got that close to you. That's why he told them in the new covenant that he gave. He didn't write the new covenant upon tables of stone, but he said he would put it in our heart and in our mind, right?
Amen.
Oh, God wanted it there. Why? Because when it's in your mind, you can meditate upon it. When it's in your heart, it's right next to you, right? Remember, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Oh, the heart is the center of the saints of God. Back then in the Old Testament, he gave Moses the Ten Commandments on tablets, on tables of stone, and it wasn't that close with him, but he's now placed it in you and I. The word of God is within us. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Yes. And when the word of God is within us, we're going to do what's right. Amen. We're going to do what's righteous. We're going to do what's holy in the sight of Almighty God. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. You don't have to worry about no cameras on the street watching you. Amen. Oh, because God is watching us all the time. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Man think they invented something new when they put up them cameras. Oh, because we got an eye out all 24/7. God is watching all the time. Amen. My Bible tells me he beholds the good and the evil. God's eyes are all over this place. Amen. When you love the Lord, you'll want to get his word in you. You'll know that there's value in the church. There's value in coming to the house of God. value in making sure your children are hearing about Almighty God. You see, the day and time in which we're living right now, many believers believe that God is some kind of divine vending machine, that you just use him when you need him. No, that's not what God is about. It's not that you just go and push some buttons and I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that from Almighty God. No, God has told us the way that we need. He will bless us. He told us in the word of God, no good thing will he withhold from us. God has already got it taken care of. If you need something, God already has supplied it. Why? Because he said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. All these things that we think we need, all these things that we want and desire, he said, they will be added unto you. Do you believe God's word? I found it to be so, amen? God will supply our need. God will bring us through when things get a little rough. When money gets a little low, God will always take care of us, amen? He'll have us come in, and Sister Smith, give a testimony to God's goodness. As brother said, you may not have had them thought you had the money in the till, and you may have to go in and some unexpected uh-oh came up. Oh, but that's all right. We have a God who's able, amen? Oh, he specializes in uh-ohs. Oh, God will take care of it. He'll make a way out of no way. You may not think you have it, but our God has it for you, amen? Praise our God. Many believers today, many come, they don't want to do the things of God, but they want God to bless them. They want God to bless them. Oh, saints of God, when I was preparing this message, I remembered a message that Brother Byron preached at one of our food pantries. Spirit of the Lord brought it to me. I don't even know if Brother remembers it, but he preached a message on readiness of mind. Oh, he said, do you have a readiness of mind to come in to receive the word of God? He said, have you prepared your mind when you come to the house of God to receive? And I remember that Saturday, Sister Lawrence seeing before Brother had even given the topic, Sister said, I prayed. She said, I came ready to receive what the Lord has prepared for me. Praise our God. Sister came in ready, and then Brother got up and said, well, you just confirmed the message because the message was on readiness of mind. Let us ask ourselves, am I ready to receive when I come to the house of God?
My Lord.
Am I coming in here to receive what I can do to go out and be a better Christian for the Lord, to live a better life for Almighty God, to know that there's things out in this life that are not good for me? Oh, you see, in the secular world, we can't treat our employment better than we do the things of God. Amen?
My Lord.
In our employment, we don't run in at any old time, do we? Because if you do, you'd probably be fired by the end of the week. Amen. I used to work. I know it. You shouldn't treat God's house like that either. And don't show up without calling to say either you're sick or you're just not able to make it. You can't do that on your job. Amen. You got a call in line. A supervisor has to get it. You have to give a reason why that, you know, because they just don't have just, you know, time off that you can just call in. I'm just taking a day off because I feel like it. No, that's the same thing with God. How much more should we be to the family of God? Our brothers and sisters are here praying for us. I don't want anybody to be here praying and thinking that you know, something's wrong with me. If it's not, you know, because I could be in an accident on the way here. And if I'm not here, someone would think, well, sister's usually here. She normally would have called. How come she's not called? Then that would make you send out the 911 to find out what's going on. Oh, but that's how we have to be as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. We are brothers, keepers. We are one. We can't have haphazard attendance and service and then claim I love Jesus. No, no, no. I have several friends that claim they're saved. And many of them I've been talking to, and I've gone out with them. There's nothing wrong. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. And some of them have told me, well, you know, I haven't been back to church, Renee, since the pandemic. And I said, why not? Well, you know, I just didn't feel to go back in there. But they've been on cruises. They've been at the mall. Been on vacation. They've been out to restaurants, shopping, doing all kinds of things, but they haven't found their way back to church.
My.
I had a pastor who called and was talking to me about some things. And during our conversation, Lord bless Koa, and during our conversation, he asked if we were back here. He said, are you back at church? I said, yeah, we've been back. All these saints couldn't wait to get back here. Oh, the saints, when they lifted that moratorium that you couldn't be or 10 people, I said, the saints of God were back in the house of God. I remember one Sunday, Sister Kiva called and said to me, well, Sister Renee, can I come? Because, they said not more than 10 people, and there was only four of us that would come in and do the service. And she said, I'll come, and I'll sit back, and I'll have my mask, but I've got to be at church. But then there are people still have not gone back to the house of God. They have not gone back to church, but they're doing everything they want to do. Those of us who are saved do not demonstrate the importance of being faithful to the house of God, then why should we expect sinners to want to come? Why should we expect a sinner man to want to come to the house of God if they come by and they don't see us, if they see us at home sitting on our recliners, flipping through ESPN and all the different channels and not being in the house of the Lord? Oh, saints of God. Even when I was not able to be here, when my foot, I wasn't flipping through channel. I was sitting there listening to the word of God. It's just like our brothers and sisters, they're away at, in another state. They're online listening, hearing the word of God. That's how you love the Lord. That's how you have a hope of heaven. And you know that it'll be your eternal home when you leave this life. My. The church has a lot of work, saints, to do. The work that we have to do is far more important than some of the things that are going on in this world right now. It's far more important than us being dedicated to recreational things. We've got to be in the house of the Lord. We've got to be here. As I said this morning when we came in, we had several folks coming into the house of God, a couple of folks coming into the house of God this morning, needing for us to be here. And saints of God, what if we had the doors closed? What if we still were saying, well, we're not gone back yet from the pandemic? Where would these souls be today? Amen? Oh, I thank the saints of God for here at 116 South Wayne. I thank God for them. I thank God even for those on Tuesday at 10:30. These saints are here in the house of God, saints. Some have been here. Sister India's been here. We get down and pray. Sister opens up with a scripture. And Sister breaks down that scripture. And after she breaks down that scripture, we go down to prayer and prayers go on. No one gets a time frame on how we have to pray. Oh, and the saints are praying for themselves. They're praying that we are worthy to be able to pray for someone else. They're praying for loved ones, praying for the neighbors around this church. They're praying for co-workers, ex-co-workers. They're praying for all kinds of people. The saints of God are lifting them up to Almighty God. And we can see God is working on souls. Amen? God is bringing souls in contact with us. God is allowing souls to reach out to us that we've been praying for. I don't believe this is just some fluke. I don't believe it's just a draw or it's some kind of a luck thing that's going on. No, I don't believe in luck, but I believe in prayers being answered. And I believe that's what God is doing. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. The saints of God are here, and they enjoy being here. They come to the word. They come to this church prepared with their petitions to stand before Almighty God, earnestly praying for souls to keep the faith. You see, we need each other, saints, in this last days in which we are living. We need each other to pray for one another. But let us continue to press on for Almighty God. Let us press on, not just for me, but press on for Almighty God. Praise our God. We want to make sure that when this life is over, that we know that we are going to be with our Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. Many right now don't know where they're going to spend eternity. But I say to the lost, you need to understand one thing, that if you die in your sins and you don't know Jesus Christ has said in John 8:24, he said, I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And if you die in your sins, he said in verse 21, he said, whither I go, you cannot come. That's serious.
Amen.
That's serious. If you die outside of the Lord, where Jesus is, you cannot go.
Amen.
You can't, it can't, someone can't stand over top of your grave and usher you into heaven. No. When you took your last breath, that told where you're going to spend eternity. At that point in time, you knew whether you made a mistake or not. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. This lets us know that salvation is real.
Amen.
Don't let anyone tell you anything different. I know people make fun of the lifestyle that we live. People make fun that, oh, they're over there. They're holy over there. That's all right, because my Bible tells me to be ye holy, for I am holy. They make fun of how we dress or how we live our lives, but that's all right. Because in the end, oh, where are you going to stand before Jesus Christ? Praise our God. It's no laughing, not going to be no laughing matter. Why, turn with me to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Look at what Jesus says there in that 49th verse of Matthew 13. He said, so shall it be at the end of the world. He said, the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. He said, and it shall cast them into the furnace of fire. Listen to what he said. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. You know, sometimes you hear people say, oh, he was down there on his Harley. No, there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth. My. And if you're a believer and you say you don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, then you're going to be among these wailing and gnashing of teeth. Because that's all our belief is in.
Yes.
Praise our God. You see, this is what the enemy is doing to souls today. People are confused about the life of a Christian. People are confused about the afterlife. But the ministry has failed to preach and teach the truth of God's word. Therefore, we have those who profess to be Christians not believing in the resurrection. They believe that our Christian life only lasts while we're upon this earth. Their conscience has been seared, and they believe that there's no life after death. I've heard people say that we are just like dogs and cats, that we just die or we just cease to exist. Some even joke around and say that they will come back as some type of an animal. This is what the devil has some believing, that dogs have a soul and that dogs go to heaven. I haven't read anywhere in the Word of God of a pet heaven or a dog heaven. I was reading an article the other day saying, and in that article, it was a survey of 800 people. It said 59% agreed with the concept of human afterlife. And then it says 75% of those believe that the animals had an afterlife too, meaning that the animals went to heaven also. Oh, how sad. What a sad thought. That people believe that animals have a heaven to go to. You know, animals were not created in God's image.
Amen.
They were not created in God's likeness. The only soul that God breathed into was mankind. And animals cannot take the steps that needs to qualify them to be able to have a hope in heaven. They can't ask God to forgive them. Amen. Admission to heaven is granted to those who believe and that have made a confession with the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the word of God tells us. Turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, and look at what it says. But we're living in a time right now where people are confusing people. People have folks walking around preparing for their dogs and preparing all these things for their dogs because the dogs are going to be in heaven. No, dog's not going to be in heaven or paradise. That's not what the Bible says. But look at what it says here in Romans, the 10th chapter. He said in verse 9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart. See, a dog can't make a confession of that. No animal can. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, there were some animals that spoken about. That's because the Holy Spirit moved upon them to speak. God had something needed to be said, and God allowed those animals to speak at that time. Amen? You know the story, saints of God. Oh, God can make them speak if God wants them to, but they've not made a confession with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised them from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. He said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. How can a dog believe unto righteousness? He said, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How can a dog do that? He said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can your dog call upon the name of the Lord? Oh, let us not let the devil fool us. But let us hold fast, saints of God, to the profession of truth. Profession of our faith, nothing wavering. You see, our earthly life will end one day. We're told in James, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse, it said, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. He said, that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
Amen.
My. Brother James is letting us know that our natural lives are fleeting. It is like a mist or a vapor. We're also told in the 90th division of Psalms, these words, turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God that our lifespan is short. Look at what it says in verse 10. It said, the days of our years are 70 years. Now a score is 20. So he says 70. So that's 20, 40, 60 years and 10, meaning 70. And if by reason of strength, they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. And then look at what he says there in verse 12. He says, so teach us to do what? Number our days. So we got to ask God to redeem this time. He said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. When we meditate upon the words of the psalmist in these two passages of scripture, we're reminded that we have to live surrendered unto Jesus Christ. God, teach us to number our days. Time is winding up. Sister Smith said to me on last Lord's Day, she said, Sister Renee, she said, God has shortened the days. Oh, we're still 24 hours in a day. But time is going so fast, saints of God. Look at it. We're at November the 26th, 2023 already. Thursday will be the last day of this month, if the Lord lets us see it. Friday will begin December 1st. Oh, my, we're almost to the end of another year. And people who have made resolutions on January the 1st are still have not fulfilled those resolutions. Some have said, well, I'm going to start going to church. Haven't seen them yet. Some say, well, I'm going to serve God. Haven't seen them yet. Amen? Oh, that's just how fast time is moving right now. That's why he said, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. It's time for you to come to Almighty God. It's time for you to get it straight with God right now. Don't allow another day or another moment to go by and you are not serving God. You know, people right now are planning for their New Year's Eve, planning for a big party. What are we going to do on New Year's Eve? Because I believe New Year's Eve is on Sunday, because that's our ordinance of the Lord's Supper. The 31st is on Sunday. So people are planning to be wherever they're going to be on New Year's Eve, to party, to bring in the new year. Oh, but saints of God, we're going to be praying. Amen? Praying. Because we don't know what another year is going to hold. We don't know if we go into January 1st, if the Lord allows us to see it, if we die that on January the 1st. We don't know what's going to happen throughout the entire year. We would have another 365 days not knowing what's going to happen. But one thing we can know for sure, and that is that our believer's hope, that heaven is our eternal home. How can we know it, Sister Renee? Because the Bible has told us we can know that where we will spend eternity. In 1 John 5, we are told these words. He said these things. He said, and start, excuse me, I'm going to start with verse 10. He said, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. Do you believe in the Son of God? If you believe in the Son of God right now, you have the witness in yourself. He that believeth not, God has made him a liar. If you don't believe God, you've made God out to be a liar. He went on to say, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. What is that record? That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the record God gave of his Son. He went on to say there, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Do you have life in Jesus right now? Praise our God. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. If you don't know Jesus, you're not living. You hear people, you ask people, how are you doing? Oh, I'm living the dream. But if you are not living for Jesus Christ, you're not living the dream. Amen. Praise God. That's what the word of God says. He that has the Son has life. If you're walking around talking about I'm living a dream, that means you have the Son of God. But we know that's not what people are saying it for. Oh, they're talking about I'm living the dream. Oh, they're living the dream, all the things that they want in this life. But let me tell you something. Time is of the essence right now. Time is winding up. Jesus Christ is making, God is making preparation for his Son to come back. No, we're not making a prediction, because the word of God says that no man knows the day nor the hour, only God the Father does. But we are to be ready when Jesus Christ is sent back to receive the bride. He's coming back to receive the bride of Christ, and that is the church of God. Are we going to be ready to go? Praise our God. Praise our God. He said, these things have I written in verse 13 unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. See, you know you have eternal life.
Yes.
You can know right now that I have eternal life. Praise our God. He said, you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name on the Son of the Son of God. And then he went on to say, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Praise our God. Praise our God. People right now are just living in any old manner of way. We've got to ask God for wisdom so we number our days, saints of God. Look at each day as a gift from Almighty God. People right now just look at another day to go on in sin. Another day to live a sinful life for the devil. This is what the world is doing right now. Just living every day for the devil. But we are told in 2 Peter 3, these words, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Oh, the day of God is coming as a thief in the night. And we've said it many times before, a thief doesn't leave a note to say, I'm coming tomorrow. Amen? Oh, and most thieves come in the night. Why? Because it's undercover. They can't. There is darkness. And they say that Jesus, the thief, he will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. My, my, my. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Yes, Jesus is coming back, but he's not coming back to set up a kingdom, as some religious groups want you to believe. But he's coming back to receive the church. He's not coming back just to drop in and see how things are going on either. He's not making some casual visit to this planet and making a few stops in a few, you know, particular cities. No. He's not coming just to see some saints and not see the others. No. He's not coming to give some speeches and then leave. No, he's coming back to receive his bride.
My, my.
which is the church of God. Oh, saints of God, are we ready? Are we ready to go at a moment's notice? Are we ready like the children of Israel when they were told to eat with their shoes on, have their coats on? Oh, and Moses told them, he said, and I want you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But you are to be ready. Saints of God, are we ready? We're not going to be like the five foolish virgins, amen? But we want to be like the five wise who had oil in their lamp, amen? Amen? Oh, we don't want to be walking around trying to, oh, brother, can you give me some of yours? Oh, sister, can no, 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 no. We want to be ready when Jesus comes. We want to be ready to go at a moment's notice, in a nanosecond. Amen? Praise our God, because he's coming back. My, my, my. He came here for a brief stay when he was here, when he was born, and he lived among us here on earth to pay for our sins. But now he's sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. Oh, and his second coming is not a mystery. Why? Because the word of God has already told us he's coming back. The word of God has let us know. We're told in Acts, the first chapter, these words. Oh, listen to what it says. In Acts, the first chapter, starting with verse 11. It says, he said, which also said ye men of Galilee. Look at what he said. He said, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Oh, but let me go back just a little bit. Let me go back to get a connection here. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, my. Verse 7. And he said unto them, I'm reading in Acts 1. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, now these were disciples, they were standing there looking up. As he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in what? Like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. My, my, my. Oh, yeah, he's coming back. And the question we all must answer is, will we be ready to go? As believers in Christ, we can be assured that we have a prepared place in heaven. There's an old hymn that we used to sing. And it goes, this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? To the lost this afternoon, if heaven is not your home, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You see, right now, you have an opportunity to make it right with Jesus Christ. You have an opportunity to come. The door of salvation has been swung open for you. The door of salvation has been open for you to come to Jesus Christ and to learn about him. I say to our young people, I was watching a show the other day. It was just in my leisure, and I just wanted to see it. And the show is called 48 Hours. And I tell you, saints of God, the killings that go on, the souls that are going into eternity, young people. The other day they had on there a young lady, six children. She was out at a nightclub because she just wanted a night out. She and some friends went out. Some fight happened or
took place. Now, she wasn't part of that, but she happened to just go outside. I guess maybe she was leaving to go home, and she got gunned down. Dead. I believe they said she was 29 years old. Left six children. Young people driving by, just shooting. That's what's happening right now. On our freeways right now, driving by, just shooting. This is a joy. This is some kind of a joy thing that they think it is, just shooting at people and killing people. Jesus is coming back.
My Lord.
And you're hearing his voice right now. Because his voice is the word of God that's being preached. Don't allow the enemy of your soul to tell you that this is not the time. I don't want to come to Jesus right now if the Spirit of God is moving. If the Spirit of God is speaking to you. Remember these words. Hebrews 10 verse 37 says, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry." Oh, he's coming. He's coming. Jesus is coming. As we just read in 2 Peter, that he's going to come as a thief in the night. He's given us all kinds of warnings that we need to make sure that we're ready to go, to make sure that our peace calling is an election sure. For the past several months, I've been hearing about death, souls going into eternity. We heard, I think it was on Tuesday maybe or Wednesday, can't remember the day, that Sister Betty Scott, many of us know her, she passed. Sister Fran had asked us on Wednesday, I believe it was, so it must have been on Thursday when she passed, because Sister Fran asked us to remember her in prayer, because she was sick, very sick and in the hospital. And then we got word from Sister Fran that she passed. She's part of Brother Scott's family. And then my family and I, we lost a dear cousin about a week or two ago. And if the Lord willing, this upcoming Saturday will be her service. And then we heard someone else say, I've heard the saints ask to remember friends and family members in prayer. Many are seriously ill. Many are sick right now. And on the verge, some of them are on the verge of dying. You see, none of us know when our time is going to be up in this life. But one thing we can know for sure is where we will spend eternity. Heaven can be our hope of eternal life with God. But you got to come to Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus told the disciples in Luke, the 10th chapter, he told them to rejoice because their names were written in heaven.
Yes.
See, we got something to rejoice about when your name is written in heaven. You know it's written there. Psalms 34, turn with me there, 39, excuse me, turn with me there for a moment, says in verse 4, he said, "Lord, make me to know my end." This is what the psalmist said. He said, "Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am." Praise our God. Saints of God, that's something for us. Lord, make me to know my days.
Yes,
Lord. Don't just be living every day and not knowing and having an ideal about Almighty God. And then in the 89th division of Psalms, look at what he says in verse 47. He said, "Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain?" Oh, this was the psalmist there. He said, "What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave?" Oh, saints of God, we've got to know how we are living before we die. Amen?
Yeah.
Paul in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Look at what he says to us. Because I know we say that we have the believer's hope, that heaven is our eternal home. But look at what Paul says to us in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 15. He says, "See then that you walk circumspectly." He said, "Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? Evil." You see, our walk with God has to be a diligent one, now that you and I are saved. The word see in this passage of scripture means for us to observe how we're walking. How are we walking with the Lord? Are we walking closely with God? How do you walk closely with God? Are you reading and meditating upon God's word? Are you studying God's word? Are your prayers, your prayer life in order with Almighty God? Do you find yourself loving as David said in the psalm, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Are you loving coming to the house of God to be with God's people, the people of God, those who are praying in like manner, who have the like faith of what you have? Because the Bible said, how can two walk together except they agree? We've got to have the same faith. Amen. We've got to believe in the same Almighty God. We got to believe that Jesus Christ, when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he is the way. He is the only way to get into the kingdom of God. Do we believe that? Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. We've got to give attention to the way we're walking in this world.
Amen.
So that we walk accurately and precisely in step with our Lord and Savior. As brother was saying, the man on the back, Mr. Curtis, the neighbor of the church, very friendly man, very nice man, comes out every now and then we see him. He speaks and all these things, but still just living a life outside of the will of God. Sister was praying on Wednesday night, Sister Millicent, on Tuesday a prayer meeting. And she was praying. And in her prayer, she said, they don't even have a thought of you on their mind, God. Praying for a soul that is in the sick right now. A soul that they don't know how much longer that soul. None of us know how much longer we are going to be, but this soul is sick right now. And sister said, they don't even have the thought of you, God, on their mind. How sad is that? That's what we're seeing now in our world right now. You might be wondering, saying to me, well, Sister Renee, what does this have to do with heaven, the believer's hope? It has a lot to do with it. Because how we're walking, are we walking according to God's word? Are we walking according to what God has said in the word of God? Because if we're not walking according to his word, then heaven is not going to be our eternal home. Amen? Praise our God. Heaven and hell is real. We're trying to let folks know that. In Matthew 24, verse 13, it said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Saints of God, we've got to endure. We're living in times right now where people of God are falling off. They're falling away from their steadfastness. I know, saints of God, all of us have been through something. Many, many people will put more stock in what the doctor says, what the newspaper says, or what somebody else says instead of what the Bible has to say. People will argue you down about something, but they will not about what the Bible says. And then they will say, well, that's your interpretation. But then when they go someplace else and you show them something else and they'll say, oh, yeah, well, so-and-so said over here or this broadcaster said that, they will believe mankind before they believe Almighty God's word. That's the sad time in which we are living. But let us, saints of God, continue to fight on the good fight of faith. Let us continue to hold on to eternal life, eternal salvation. Let us not get weary in well-doing. Let us be steadfast in our faith. Let us hold on. Let us give due diligence to the things of God, to the every step that we're making in this world. That includes myself, saints of God. We don't want to do anything less for God. We want to do more for Almighty God. Amen? We don't want to fall into the traps of the enemy. The enemy sets traps all around us. He lies in wait to deceive, to destroy us. Brother James reminds us in James 1, verse 14, that every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust and enticed. That's what the devil does. The devil draws us away. He entices us with things. The devil will keep us so busy with the cares of this life that we don't have time for the things of Almighty God. We make excuses for the things of God. We'll say, well, you know, sister, I can't do this because I got to do this over here, as if God takes second place to what we do. But the word of God tells us to seek him first. We've got to seek Almighty God first and put God first in our lives. Satan is the same old devil he was in the Garden of Eden. He hasn't changed. He was there with Eve in that garden. He knew exactly what God told them. But what he did was to get the woman to look at the fruit on the tree of knowledge of good and evil in a different way than God had warned them. And that's what the devil does today. The devil will try to get you to look at things in a different way. Well, that is not going to hurt if I do it. That's how the devil comes at people. And then before you know it, then the devil has you in his trap. The devil has you doing things that are outside of the will of God. And then you began to blame the saints of God and began to say, well, they don't like me or this one don't. No, that's not of God. Amen? I thank God for the saints, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I thank God that they keep me. As brother said, we're keeping each other together. We're going together. I don't want to fall away. If you see me fall away, grab me. Say, Sister Renee, get out of that. Stop that. That's not the way of Almighty God. Reach down and grab me up. The word of God in Jude, he says, some you have to snatch out. What are you saying? You got to snatch them out of the fire. Some won't come, but we've got to snatch them out, saints of God. Our loved ones, many of them, they won't come, but we've got to continue. As brother said, we've got to lay down our lives for them. We've got to show them the way to the kingdom of God, because many are not hearing. The devil has them right now holding on to hope in this world. What is there to hope in this world? I didn't see the game on yesterday, but I saw some of the after things that they were showing. And they were showing the crowd. And you know, the Spirit of the Lord has given it to me before, and he just gave it to me again. I was sitting there, look, thousands and thousands of people. Oh, I saw them yelling and going on, and they were saying this was called rivalry weekend, where so many teams were having rivalries against other teams. Saints of God, what would it be if someone could have stood in that stadium and preached the word of God? If someone could have stood in that stadium and told them that Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. How many souls do you think would have stayed to hear the word of God? Or would they have been a pouring out through the benches and running to get away from there? That's what the devil has people doing today. They are running away from God. But Jesus is the only hope for mankind. And we've got to let them know. We're in a warfare right now, saints. And our warfare is with the enemy of our soul. It's not with each other, but it's with the enemy of our soul. This is why Paul warned us in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, to neither give place to the devil. Don't give any kind of place to the devil, because the devil is warring against your soul, my soul, all the saints' soul. Why? Because the devil knows that time is short. He knows that time is of the essence. The word of God lets us know that. I believe it's in Revelation, the 12th chapter. He says there in the word of God that he knows that his time is near. Praise our God. I can't find it right now, but I know what the word of God says. And we've got to stand on the truth of God's eternal word. We're seeing it right now. The devil has laid hold onto our family members. Many of our family members are fighting against us about hearing God's word, fighting against us about wanting to know about the truth of God. But saints, let us hold on. Amen? Keep praying for them. Keep toiling on. Don't allow them to browbeat you down, but stand firm on God's word. Amen? Amen. We're in the last days, saints. Apostle Paul warned Timothy of that. He said in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, in the 3rd verse, and we're coming to a close. I know that this is going to another part 3, but that's all right. That's all right. He said in 2 Timothy 4, I want to get these words in here. Look at what he says in that 3rd verse. You see, Paul had given Timothy a charge here. Paul wanted Timothy to continue to preach the word of God. He wanted Timothy to not get discouraged. He said in there, I'm going to start with verse 1. He said, I charge thee Therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Look at what he told him. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season. You see, that's important, saints, for those of us who are in the ministry. That's important for Sister Blake, Brother Byron, myself. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come when they will not do what? Endure sound doctrine. That time has come right now. The word of God is being despised. The word of God. People don't want to hear the truth of God's word. They want to be fed fable. They want to be fed tales. They want to have all these other things, smooth things. He went on to say, he said, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away from their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. He said, but watch thou in all things. Look at what he warned him. Look at what he told him to do. He said, watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Praise our God. Saints, the other day, Brother Tony and I were, it was in the afternoon, and we were listening to the news before we were getting ready to leave. And this program came on, and he was sitting there listening to it. And the young lady she had on there, a local artist, a gospel artist, so-called gospel artist. And they were talking to him. And his name is Kirk Franklin. And they were talking to him, so I wanted to hear, because I know he sings a lot of songs, and people listen to them, a lot of gospel, supposedly. And she was talking to him about how her grandmother, she said, when they first turned on his music, she said, turn that off. That is not gospel. And what I heard the other day, it's not. And anyways, then she said, now, Grandma, she loves it. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. They got up and let him perform. And the things he was doing, the dancing and the body movements and all of that, and claiming that it was gospel music for the Lord. I didn't find anything in it related to Jesus. You may be saying, well, that's judging. No, I'm going according to the word of God. The Bible says you shall know them by their fruits. God would not have you sitting on a show where you got thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people listening. You have on a no shirt up underneath your clothing, and you've gone it down with everything in the world. And you get up and you're doing all these dance moves that they do in clubhouses and claim that that's of Jesus. People believe that this is the new way. People believe that this way that you and I are living right now is the old-fashioned way. But I'm reminded of the word of God in Jeremiah as we close. And what Jeremiah said there in that sixth chapter, and you know it well, saints of God, he said in Jeremiah 6, verse 16, I'm going to start with verse 15, he said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush, therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. And here's what I wanted us to get. He said, thus saith the Lord. He said, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk ye therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Have you found rest? Have you found rest for your soul walking in the old paths? Where is the good way? See, that's what's going to make us get in. That's going to allow us to get into the kingdom of God, is walking in the old paths, in the good way, walking according to the word of God. Wherein? Therein. And ye shall find rest for your soul. That's the only way you're going to find rest. That's the only way you have a believer's hope, is walking according to what thus saith the Lord. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. We truly want to thank God for the message, the messenger. Thank God for his word that has been given unto us and truly was a blessing to receive. You know, and there's just a few thoughts that Minister Jenkins was ministering and as she was giving, you know, and one thought about it was found in 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, verse 7. And she didn't expound on this, but as she read across it, I stopped and I took note to it. It said, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work.
Yes.
Letting you know that the mystery of iniquity is working right now in the lives of men. And he might not even know why it is because he hasn't accepted the Lord. It's a mystery. Iniquity is a mystery. Man has to know that he was shaping an iniquity from birth. He has to have that understanding that when Adam sinned, iniquity came into our lives through the souls of men. So it's a mystery to men, but he doesn't realize why he is trapped in sin. Then she went on to say another portion she mentioned, Jesus is the only possible answer. He is the only possible answer for one's soul.
Amen.
There's no other name can a man be saved. He is the only possible remedy for a man getting saved. My. And then she went on to speak about the kingdom of God, not going to make it into the kingdom of God. You know, the kingdom of God, she was speaking of going on to be in the heaven, but you know, making it into the kingdom of God starts now.
Amen.
You can't wait until you get there.
Can't get
there. No, you kingdom of God starts now. That's why she also said, ye shall die in your sin. And that took us back to a message that the Lord shared with all of us. That's why he had to save the man on the cross. Because he was put up there to die. And the Lord let him know, you got to be with me in paradise now.
Right.
I got to receive you now. Because if you die up on this cross in your sins,
right.
He couldn't be where the Lord was.
That's right.
Now, the Lord was the only one that had the power. He said to lay down his life, then to take it up again. That man didn't have that power.
Amen.
Man don't have that power.
Amen.
You have got to get saved now.
Amen.
Because if you die in your sins, where the Lord is, you can't go. There's no getting right then.
Amen. It's over with.
Yes. And then she went on to make another statement to say, what are you going to do? As we're going to listen to the songwriter think on these words, if you're not saved, you haven't received the Lord, or if you're just kind of, you've received the Lord and you're kind of, you know, tiddling around with it, not really being serious, what are you going to do? Are you going to take the Lord serious? Are you going to take his word serious this morning? Or are you going to hear it and pass it off? Or you're listening from home because you haven't come back to church yet because of COVID. My. Didn't even know that. When I heard that this morning, I thought, how man can make excuses? It's been since what?
2020.
Yeah. And you're going to stay off from church and use COVID as an excuse. My. Do we have a song?
397 and worship the Lord.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. 397 and worship the Lord.
Lord, take the first place in my heart. Amen. What are you going to do? You going to allow him to take the first place?
No.
Listen to what the songwriter has to say. Amen.
Amen.
I yield to thee, Savior, forsaking my all. From sinful things now I will part. To thee I surrender, for mercy I call. Come take the first place in my heart. Oh, take the first place in my heart. Oh, take the first place in my heart. I open the door. Come in, I implore. Lord, take the first place in my heart. Oh, come, gentle Spirit, don't leave me, I pray. From thee I will never depart. I come to thee now, for I cannot delay. Lord, take the first place in my heart. Oh, take the first place in my heart. Oh, take the first place in my heart. I open the door. Come in, I implore. Lord, take the first place in my heart.
You know, this is a sincere song, because you're singing this song and you're asking the Lord to take the first place in your heart. Yeah. So don't sing this if you don't mean it, because this is just not a song. This is a commitment. This is asking the Lord to take place in your life. Move Satan out and come in and take first place in my heart. And the one portion here says, if I will confess, thou will freely forgive. Another place it says, I cannot delay. These are all the right questions to ask. These are all the right statements, but don't just sing it as a song. It has to be real. You can't say this to the Lord, then walk out the door or turn off your cell phone or Sister Melita click you off the internet back there. Then you go on about your business. This is a sincere song. If you're asking the Lord to take first place, don't delay. We started off by saying Zacchaeus, he told him, said, hey, hasten. Hasten on down. Hasten on down to this altar is what the Lord's saying. Truly, if you want him to take the first place in your heart. Amen. Go on,
amen,
Sister Mill.
Amen.
I cannot be lost, Lord. For thee I will live. Forgiveness, O Savior, implored. If I will confess, thou wilt freely forgive and take the first place in
praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, take the first place in my heart. Oh, take the first place in my heart.
Praise God.
I open the door. Lord, take the first place in my heart. The joy bell of heaven will ring in my soul.
Amen. You know, the songwriter made note that it was the first place.
Yeah.
Wasn't second, wasn't third.
Amen.
It was the first place.
Amen.
Amen. God has to be first in all that we do.
Amen.
He will not accept second.
Amen.
All through his word, from the beginning, he wanted first.
Amen.
He wanted the first, even back when the two boys in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
One brought some stuff from the garden. He brought it. Yeah, Cain and Abel.
Mm-hmm.
One brought something that was pleasing to God. The other one brought something that after a period of time, it said. And all through the Bible, they had to bring the first animal that came from the womb or from the other animal. It had to be without a blemish. All the way up till now. And we got God's first best, which was Jesus Christ, his only begotten. Only begotten of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now he wants our first place. He don't want our second. He wants our first. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for the message. Thank the Lord for the messenger. And if you don't know the Lord, it's not too late.
Right. Right.
Why is it not too late? Because he's still allowing you to hear his word.
Amen.
He's still allowing you to hear his word.
Amen.
If you're hearing his word, it's just the opposite of what Amos said. Some, the Lord said, there'd be a famine of not hearing the word. But if you're hearing it, then you're still receiving some food.
Amen.
That can save you.
Amen.
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 But there's a famine of not hearing. Those that are not hearing are some of those thousands that have never been to the church to hear and receive God's word. But if you're hearing God's word, there's always hope because you can't get saved. He's allowing you to sit and hear his word. Amen. Thank the Lord for coming to the house of God. Thank the Lord for being on a cell phone today.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for being on the internet.
Amen.
Listening.
Amen.
Because the Spirit is faithful.
Amen.
You just give him a moment.
That's right. Amen.
Just give him a moment.
Blessed are they that hear.
Amen. We truly thank God. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer and thank him for his word that has gone forth. Thank him for the messenger that brought the word of God. And don't take it lightly.
Amen.
Don't take it lightly. Yes. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we approach your throne.
Amen.
And we truly want to say thank you. You have given us your word this day. You have given your word with authority and with power, and power from on high. And we realize the word of God came from the Spirit of truth. And we're truly thankful for what we've heard this day. And we ask that thou would continue to speak to the hearts and minds of men and allow them to know that you have spoken, thus saith the Lord. And this word that they have heard is not going to change. It'll be the same word they'll hear if they make it here next Lord's Day. It will not change.
No.
It is still calling to men for the redemption of souls.
Amen.
So we ask that thou would speak to the hearts of men. Allow men to know and understand that the work of salvation through Jesus Christ means more than the things they see of this world, means more than the things that are going on day by day by day. We ask that you would speak to the hearts of men, allow them to understand that Jesus Christ gave up his life. And he, through the atonement of sin, through his blood, we are able to be saved. We are able to enter in. So have thine own divine way. We thank you for the message this morning. And we pray that thou will allow men to continue to have hope. Those of us that are saved, allow us to continue to have hope and continue to fight on the good fight of faith. We ask that thou will bless the listeners this day. We're thankful for Sister Lawrencine being here, and we ask that you remember her in a special way. She asked for a prayer for her body. Remember her in body. And we ask that thou will look down with favor and have mercy on her for even speaking out at this point in time and having faith to speak out. The same healing you can do for the body, the same healing you can do for the soul.
Amen, amen.
My,
amen.
Lord, I know so well
amen.
That you're able to heal a man wholly.
Amen.
You can heal him in his body. You can heal him in his soul. So allow mankind to know that thou art God, and besides thee there is none other. I have thine own divine way. Your word has gone forth. It has not gone forth in vain. It has spoken to the souls of men. Now what will we do? Have thine own divine way. Continue to bless. We're thankful for all that are here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I truly thank God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the ministry of his word. Thank God for those that are here in the house of God. Mr. Michael Dalton, good to see you this morning. All righty. That's okay. But what will you do? Okay? Keep that in mind. All right. That's right. And that's by the grace of God. Amen. All right. Amen. We truly thank God. Thank God for each and every one of you. And we have some announcements. There's a, I do have a visitor's card, David Banks. Yes.
He lives across the street from Sister Home. He asked if Sister Home was here. I told him he wasn't here, but I told him after service, after prayer, but he left before prayer.
Okay.
So I wanted to express himself, but he left before prayer.
Okay. All right. So he's Sister Holmes' neighbor.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, Sister Holmes, the David Banks stopped by. I believe he's your neighbor across the street. And he asked about you, and thank the Lord. Evidently, you have been a witness. Whether you know him or not, your life has been a witness. Somehow he has seen, and he knew where you come to church. See how people can know through the Spirit? They can know. Do you know David Banks, Sister Holmes?
I don't know.
Okay. But see, the Spirit knows. Yes, he's your neighbor. He said he's your neighbor across the street. And he mentioned your name when he came in. Well, that's all right. But see, the Lord knows. Yeah, that goes to show that your life has been shining. Yeah, see? He's seen the light. Oh, okay. All right. Amen. 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 Well, he knows where you reside. He knows where you worship. See, he came over. So that lets us know your life has been a light unto your neighbor. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. That's joy. All right. Amen. I have a card here to read before I read the announcements, and it says, get well. I'll start there first. Get well. And it says, hoping it won't be long until you're well again. Love, Sister Vivian Holmes. And this was to infinity. Amen. So she had a get well card for little infinity. Amen. Amen. I'll allow you to take that to her. Okay. Yes. Amen. Well, truly thank God. Thank God. Does anyone have anything to share on the message before we get to the announcements? Amen. Amen. Yes, sister, go ahead.
Now
here, and I just thank you all, because if I had had my praying family, that world out there, it wouldn't have been left to me. So I just thank you, and I just rejoice in the Lord. This is always the best place to be. I just thank you, God, that you stay here, being able and living to hear the word.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Having grace to hear it and having grace to live it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We got to have grace to live it. Amen. Power to live it. Amen. Thank the Lord. Any others? Any others? Amen. Yeah. Yeah, Sister Martine. Amen.
I wanted to go home and see us once more. I got a lot out of the message. I thank the Lord I was here. Here's the message. And so you get encouragement from that message.
Amen. Amen.
It wasn't a message for me. It was a message also to help encourage us to meet under this breath.
Amen.
I completely understand. I'm like, what the world is not here doing? We got to keep pressing. And there said, I touched the mark. We have to keep pressing. This is a pressing situation. We have to pray for those that are lost, like those that pray for us. So we have to keep pressing ourselves. We can't lose ourselves out there in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember we have to press ourselves as long as we pray for others. So if we get weak in body, we can talk to our neighbors or our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank the Lord for the message. This is the message.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for his blessing. I went to get my medicine yesterday. It was free.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for his blessing. He opened my face. I said, well, thank you, Lord. And as I came out, I bought the groceries. I thank the Lord for the money for what you can get. And as I looked in the definite lane to turn off of Broad and Wilson, there was a lady out there. I've been had these blanks I bought, and I prayed to the Lord. You allowed me to see the handout next week, like the Lord. I rolled down the window, I gave her a few dollars, and I asked her, did she need a blanket? She said, yes. She was so happy to see that blanket, so it was cold Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
She was so happy to see that blanket. She just kept thanking me, and I said, you would like to see it, and what they have. Thank you. I thank the Lord that he gave me the opportunity, and I pray that he would give me more opportunities. And I would try to get some little tracks to him that was a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank the Lord that I'm in the right church, right home of God, that we love here.
Amen.
Because we live in a warm home. This can easily change. The way this economy is going, the way this world is going, you don't know it from day to day.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. We know it was of the Lord because she was willing to say thank you and took it. Amen. And thank the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. But thank the Lord. You look to him to offer and to give him beforehand what to do with them blankets. Amen. Truly thank God. Amen. All right. Well, this is Sunday, November the 26th, 2023. Our meditation, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
Amen.
Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. Jeremiah 31 and 3. The Lord lets us know it's an everlasting love.
Right.
Nothing with the Lord is only temporary. Amen. That's what I thought of when I read that. It's an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I know I'm not saying that. We're drawn thee. Drawn thee. Amen. Amen. But he's appeared unto us with an everlasting love. And who's that everlasting love we know of?
Jesus.
Jesus, God so loved the world that he gave us an everlasting love through Jesus Christ. Because everlasting love is everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. How we can hear his word and understand it and be able to rightly divide what it means. It says, always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Amen. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints. Now, the souls of the saints aren't lost. You're just praying for the souls that the Lord will continue to bless them, strengthen them, guide them into his will and what the Lord would have us to do. You know, there's a lot to do, and you want to be guided in the things to do. Like Sister Lawrence said, I was praying to the Lord on what to do with these blankets. So we look to the Lord. Amen. It said that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. Amen. So it's another close to 365 days that starts again as well. Amen. Amen. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. Let's see. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phones off around 5:30 and turn them back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. And we've been doing a good job at it, but make sure you mute your phone. Unless you have something to say, unmute, but remember to go back on mute so that the echo doesn't go back and forth. I had to get better at it, and I know you can too. Amen. Mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byrene and all bringing scripture. Happy birthday blessings this week. I don't see a name on there, but we got an offering today. And Grant had a birthday on November the 21st. Yes. And Grant told us he is now 11 years old. Ain't that right, Grant? And he's still, he didn't have a birthday party. Did you, Grant? Yep, none of us were invited, so we know you didn't have one, right? But Grant is growing, and we truly thank God for Grant and that he is growing and that he's here in the house of God. You know, and as Minister Jenkins was preaching, I realized as she was talking about looking in the obituary and seeing a lot of children, young people in there dying as well. But there's also a good note to that. Matthew, London, Haley, Grant. Then there's three little boys over here. I see Olivia. I see you back there, Tatum. You know, I was sitting back there one day at your ages. I was 18 once. I was 16 once. I was 11 once, Grant. But look where the Lord used me to be today.
Amen.
I wasn't thinking about it when I was sitting out there where you are, Matthew. I wasn't thinking about that I would ever be standing up here. But see, you don't realize what the Lord's instilling in you right now, each and every one of you. Each and every one of you, he's instilling something in you that's greater than you know. Amen? So continue to listen. Continue to hear. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Because he speaks to children just as well as he speaks to his adults. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Your breath came from him too.
Amen.
You're alive because of him. Amen. Amen. So keep him on your mind. Amen. Thought for today, don't let things take you away from God and Sunday services. Press on for the Lord's work. Amen. Amen. And then we have a host of names on our sick and shut-in list and families and friends that are on here that may not be doing too well in body and things. And some of the saints that are on here may be doing even better now. I see Sister Francine, she's doing better. I saw Minister Jenkins on here last week. Yeah, you're still on here, but you're doing better.
Oh, yeah, you take me off.
So you can take you off now. So, you just don't want to continue. But, hey, when the Lord's made you better, hey,
right.
Jump off the list. Amen. I'm praying for somebody else now and let you know that the Lord bless me to come off the list. Amen. I was once on the list, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I don't know that I read it many times or because I wasn't coming in, so I didn't see the bulletin. But I don't expect to be on there now.
Oh, no.
No, because the Lord did his work on me.
Yeah.
So he took me off the list. I can testify now. Say, I was once on this list,
but now
I'm not. Amen. Amen. All right. That shows that the list can go down some too, that he's hearing our prayer.
Yeah.
He's taking some off the list too. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, truly thank God. Thank God for being here. Thank God for the people of God. Thank God for those of us that are saved and pressing on. Amen. So keep pressing on. Amen. Keep pressing on. Well, we dismiss now.
Amen.
All right. Okay. Well, make sure that that's next in order. All right. Let us stand and be dismissed. Amen. Sister India, will you allow us to be dismissed with prayer and allow the Lord to take us over the road safely? Yes. Thank the Lord.
We all know this day was written in the book. Lord, we just want to thank you as we go on in our lives. Lord, we love you because we know that you are with us every step of the way. We know that you are never leaving us and never forsaking us.
Amen.
Lord, every moment, every minute of the hour, we and the church and the saints are always happy on our mind. We love you. We love you more than anything in this world. Lord, we thank you for our eternal gift that we are working for. It is the best that we can ever have in this life.
Amen.
We love you for touching us when we're sick. We love you for letting our bowels move. We love you for letting us see our kids, kiss our kids. They cry. They do everything. God, in the Bible that you read, it says, do all things is God. And God, we just give you everything until we return in your home and to return to your beautiful service. Lord, we mercifully and graciously thank you for everything you have done for everybody. And we pray for the world, everybody who we are connected to, and everything in the name
yes,
of Jesus, Lord. Let us go through the highways and byways and just wrap angels around us like you always do. You've been doing it for years. We can look at our speed odometer. You have brought us so far, Lord, and I know you will never leave us. And thank you, God, for keeping us in the plan today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. We are in the plan. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes. Thank you. Love you now. Thank the Lord for you.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for you.
Thank the Lord.
Hope.
Yeah.
This is from Sister Regina.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Minister Jenkins, I know Brother Maurice is in here. Sister Lake is teaching book. And Brother Lester has Sister Holmes.
She may, Sister Blake may have already gotten theirs out.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and put them, yeah, just put them on the shelf.
Yeah.
I'm for sure she pulled theirs out because she knew they weren't going to be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Brother Lester got it.
Yes.
You already
took it. You
got
to take them to her.
All right.
Hey, Tatum, how you doing? Good. You been good today? Good. You got that. What you got in your hand? You got trash?
Hey, Tatum.
You say hi to Uncle Brian?
How are you? Good? Good.
What you got here? Is that trash? Name you take this as trash? Huh? Come here for a second. Let me see your watch. How's it doing? Your watch is good? You did? What's wrong with it? Let me see. What's wrong with it?